Good morning and welcome to Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers and I am joined as always by my fabulous co-host Linda Perkins. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marianne. I got my apron on.
You actually have your apron on. You're not holding it in your hand or draping it across yourself no. symbolically.
I actually have pretty much every apron I own on.
Oh, you do? You do. Oh, wow.
It's not really a good look. It adds a lot of bulk.
It's, you know, it's almost fall and layering is in.
But you know what? It's pledge drive and I wanted to do something special and this is what my brain came up with.
Multiple aprons.
Yes.
I don't know. It works for me. I think that's great. You know, we get to kick off the pledge drive edition of Food Talk this morning, which, by the way, is the last day of Pledge Drive.
Oh.
So before we go any farther, let me tell you, 503-325-0010 or online at kmun.org is the way to participate. It's the last day. And so if you have been meaning to, you get total credit for meaning to, and you get extra credit for actually doing it. So give us a call right now. There's people on the phones. There's the computer available to you at any time that it's convenient for you. Join the party because we are having a party. Want to say a big thank you to Carol from Brownsmead, who called in earlier in support of KMUN's awesome news team, Katie and Skylar. I vote yes on this. Thank you, Carol, so much. I think our news team is pretty spectacular, too.
Yes.
So, Food Talk and Pledge Drive, what say you?
Well, I was thinking, I mean, it's super, super easy to pledge online, to donate online. You just press a button. How hard is that? But I was thinking if you call in, and it doesn't matter to us how you do it or when you do it, seriously. But if you call in, I was thinking, like, instead of strip poker, we could have strip pledge drive. I could take an apron off for each one.
How many layers do we have? Let's see.
I have, like, 17. That's why I look like I might have put on a little weight.
503. And this will be a diet plan for Linda because she'll get smaller and smaller.
And I'll sing the song. Da 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 da.
503-325-0010. Do it now. And also the other incentive besides the fact that you could put Linda on a reducing diet right this minute because of all these aprons. If you pledge in support of KMUN during Food Talk only, we have a drawing, as we always do, of everybody that pledges by phone or online during Food Talk. We will do a drawing of your names, and I have three really nice cookbooks that we told you about, I think, last Food Talk, mm-hmm. and you have a very good chance, being one of our seven listeners, to win a cookbook. And I will see that you get it. If you don't want to come by the station and pick it up at some point during business hours, I will happily drive it over and drop it off at your very house. So by all means, if you're going to pledge today, you might as well pledge now and get in on the drawing.
And those that pledge online, they're in on it too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you do it online or if you call. But if you call, you get to talk to somebody nice.
Yeah.
And da 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 da.
Let me look. Who's on the phones?
Nice people.
Yeah.
Fun people.
Multiple people on the phones. So, you know, call. We have three lines and we're very happy to be answering every single one of them in service of your donation to KMUN. I'm particularly fond of last days of the pledge drive because
the energy.
Yeah, exactly. It is sort of that push to get to, and we have not quite met our goal. And if you all remember from the spring pledge drive, we didn't really make our goal. So it's really critical because our budgeting that gets set for the following year is based on that.
Yes, what we can raise.
That we set the goal based on what we need to get to be able to, you know, cover our responsibilities. So we do desperately want to make our goal. And I think if anything is going to help us do it, it is all the people who call on last day of drive.
Yeah, push us over the top.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I think I might have a cookbook problem.
What is that? Well, besides the fact that you have 2,000 of them.
No, not quite 2,000 yet. So you're giving away cookbooks. And these are Marianne's cookbooks. I mean, she does not have a cookbook problem.
But they don't have anything spilled on them.
Oh, no, no. They're brand new.
They have lost, you know, no pages have fallen out in self-defense being
No, they're not oldie moldy ones. These are brand new and beautiful. But here's the thing. So I have so many cookbooks, but why don't I bring any in? And I'm trying to. And I think, like, there's that one from Cedric Rollet, and I thought that would be so funny because that cookbook, I mean, a big portion of it is yellow ink on white paper.
Yes.
And I can't read it. And it's a font that might as well be a hieroglyphic. I can't even say it. And I hate that cookbook. That cookbook makes me angry. But could I bring it in? No, because it's one of my cookbooks.
See,
I think I have a cookbook problem.
Are you coming to this now?
I didn't realize that it was, like, not a good attachment until this thing with Pledge Drive and the Cedric Rollet cat. Why? I mean, I know that he's a very good pastry chef.
Yes.
But why can't I give that book up? It makes me angry. But no, I must have all books. I'm a cookbook hoarder. I'm not a cookbook collector.
Oh. Well, I am the other side of you. So I think we balance each other out, because every Pledge Drive for Food Talk, I give away 3 more cookbooks.
Yeah. Well, and you're also an enabler, because you show up at my house with a trunk full.
Because I know where to get rid of them. You don't care if they have gravy stains.
Oh, the hoarder and the enabler. That's what we should call this show.
We're perfect for each other. Oh, my gosh. Aww. You out there on the other end of the radio are perfect for KMUN, and we are grateful. We're grateful for the folks who listen to Food Talk. I hear people say to me all the time, I'm one of your 7 listeners.
Yes.
I haven't bothered to count how many people have said that to me.
7.
But I always assure them that they are one of the 7. For sure. But I'm grateful for all of you selfishly, but also for the entire community for 41 years of keeping us alive.
Yeah.
And I mean the radio station.
For how small our county is, you know, in population, that's a remarkable
thing. Well, and even, you know, we think that officially we serve about 5 counties.
Yeah.
But we really serve the world now because of the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Even so, the population on both sides of the Lower Columbia and the Pacific, South and North Pacific coasts is small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could paste all the counties together. We wouldn't really qualify as a city.
No.
So it is a huge accomplishment that the community has done as a team to keep the radio, not only this radio station alive, but thriving for all these years. It's clear that were important to you.
We should think back on all the shows we've done and tell the listeners, all 7 of them, why they should donate during Food Talk.
What do you mean by that? What we talked about?
Yeah, for instance, now they know that they can use fennel salt and lime on watermelon, and it's delicious.
Oh, yes.
That's a good reason to donate.
Okay. Well, you know, the podcasts are available.
Yes.
So I would say, you know, go listen to them yourself. Don't make us recount our greatest hits.
You know,
and I use the term loosely.
You know not to open your oven when you've just got a bathrobe on.
Yes.
The burnt tummy of Linda.
we are in service to you. Absolutely.
Oh, look at this. We've got some thank yous already. And this is just awesome. Patty from Gearhart. And I know that her real name is Salty. That's just really great. She won a cookbook last time. And then Carolyn from Astoria. Thank you, Carolyn, so much.
Thank you. And Anne from Astoria, who said that Food Talk got her off the dime. Thank you so much, Anne, and thank you for giving us the diamond. Thanks.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
And you know what that means. La, 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 la. I'm taking off an
apron. There's an apron coming off.
This is an apron that Diane Summers made for me. It says Food Talk, Cooking on the Coast on it, and it's off. Oh, I feel so much lighter. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da,
well, you know, actually, we had three people to thank. So.
Oh no! Oh no! I won't have enough left.
You have to. We have to parcel them out. We have to 503-325-0010. There's currently a line open because these fine people have already left the phone lines.
They tossed their money at us and went away.
They did. Thank you so much.
It was a speedy thing.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much to. Susan, our station manager, for being out there, for bringing us the little notes that say thank you, and for volunteering to quickly assemble the list for me of everyone who pledges during this show so that we can do the drawing. So
she's our fearless leader.
She's fabulous. Our next food talk, we will be announcing the winners
the
of
wieners.
These lavish prizes.
These wieners.
And, well, you know, we should encourage people who win a cookbook to let us know if they've cooked something out of it.
Oh, yeah. See,
and what they thought of it.
Oh, I know Patty has. I forgot what book she has, but I remember she was cooking out of it.
All right. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Most likely a salmon recipe.
I would think. I bet she has the seafood cookbook.
She's an avid fisherman. Oh, I made some salmon and I ruined it.
What?
See, now that's another thing.
How do you?
That's another thing you learn from this show. You know what? I cooked the salmon okay. It wasn't that, but I didn't think about what I was going to have with it. Have you ever made cream spinach?
Yeah.
Well, I never have. I mean, I've had it out at restaurants, but I had a bunch of spinach that was going south. And I looked up, you know, 20 minutes until everything else was going to be ready.
Yeah.
I looked up a recipe. And do you know you're supposed to cook it like an hour and a half?
Yeah.
2 hours?
It's unnecessary.
What is... How I mean, spinach, it's not like it's, you know, kale or collard greens, you know, where they're just so tough. It's a delicate thing.
You know, that's a very old-fashioned thing, cream spinach.
Yeah.
And it occurs to me that if you were cooking on a wood stove, do you know how many times you'd have to stoke to keep something cooking?
Well, and it's probably back when they did, you know, now that you mention it, it is an old-fashioned dish, back when they cooked the bejesus out of all vegetables.
It's way past green.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't do that. But what it was is it was just too, it's always shocking how far spinach goes down. But it was too rich, the cream and the butter. And then I made a béarnaise sauce, which is also just basically buttering your fish. And it was too rich. The whole thing was just too rich for the fish. And so the fish turned out fine, the salmon turned out fine, but I just wrecked it with what I served it with.
Ah, phooey.
So there's a method that the food lab guy, Kenzie Alt, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
I can never remember all the syllables.
Yeah.
So he has this way of making béarnaise. Normally you use clarified butter.
Yes.
But you just brown, like it's like you're browning the butter, but what you're doing is boiling off all the liquid, you know? And butter has changed so much in the last year because of shrinkflation. So what happened was there was so much more liquid in it. It just boiled and boiled and boiled. And when I was done, there was like this cheese in the bottom. There were so many milk solids, you know, like fused to the pan. It was a weird thing. And so I'm not going to use that method anymore. But I texted you a picture of when I melted a stick and a half of butter.
Yeah.
And it's half butter and half liquid, whereas it used to be, you know, like 10% before.
I think that it also depends on the butter, and I know that that what I consider good butter, like cultured butter, is very expensive, but it does behave the way we expect butter to behave. Yep. You just can't be like randomly using it a whole stick at a time on everything you cook because it's expensive.
Yeah.
But it used to be no matter what butter you picked up at the store, it was fine. You could count on it.
Yeah. And for me, I mean, I bake for a living. And so now all the butters are that way. For a while, it was just grocery store brand name or, you know, generic butters that were, but all the butter is like this now. The regular butter, not the fancy European butters, but all the butters like this now. It's really something. It's so different.
It's so good.
What took me, like a pound of butter took me 90 seconds to melt before, and now it takes 50 seconds more. And it's because it's just, it's different. It's entirely different.
It's, that's crazy. That's crazy behavior.
I know.
It's crazy.
And if you
want
to contribute to the butter fund here at KMUN, if you could please just call 503-325-0010 and make everything all better because of the butter.
Yes.
Please pledge.
We'll ensure that the staff here only gets the good European butter. Do call, because we are almost halfway through the show, and we only have about 16 minutes to put your name in the drawing for the Fabulous Cookbooks. 503-325-0010 or online
at KMUN.org. KMUN.org. Push the donate button.
Yesterday on Country Swing, Dulcie and Bernie were off mic, were writing a song, a theme song for Country Swing, and they're going to ask you to sing it, Linda, I'm pretty sure, when it's done, when it's ready. I told them I didn't know if you could, because yours are all in, you know, original compositions, but they might get to you. They'll get at you about that.
Because I'm such a good singer.
You are. We might be the only show that has a live outro. I'm not sure, but we do every time. I wanted to, I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to say another interesting thing that I read this morning when I was perusing a chicken recipe, which I'm also always perusing because, you know, there's so many of them. But the interesting thing about it was, in making anything like katsu or any of the cutlets, any mm-hmm. of the dredging kind of things, this is a Liddy Hook, I don't know how to say her last name. It's H E U C K. Anyway, instead of doing the three bowls of things, the mm-hmm. three plates of egg wash and milk and panko or whatever you're going to use, she makes one bowl that has in it flour, the eggs, and breadcrumbs, mixes it all together with salt and pepper. That's all in one bowl.
Really?
With a little bit of oil to make everything sticky.
Okay.
And then she brushes the flattened, pounded breasts with mayonnaise and dips them in this crumb stuff, and it sticks real good and makes a really golden, crunchy coating. So I'm going to try it. What do we have there? Notes.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Julie, so much for a gift membership for Katie and Fenn.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yes.
Oh, and then Diane from Seaside. Oh, she's the one that gave me the apron.
Yeah.
She donated too. That's so great. Okay, you read the last one and I'll do the music. Da-da-da-da.
Judith from Astoria. Thank you so much, everybody. Da-da-da.
The apron's coming off. Da-da-da-da.
You're going in the hat and the apron's coming off.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. It feels good because this one's really ratty and smelly. I'm glad to get this one off.
What were you cooking when you were?
This one's from like the 1970s. I think I was cooking like borscht. What did they have in the 70s?
I don't know. Quiche.
Quiche and borscht. Oh, I used to work at a French restaurant and they had this little satellite and it was, and they were French. I mean, it was a French restaurant. People from France, no idea about what would put Americans off. And they named the little takeout satellite thing called Quiche and Fish. Isn't that just the worst possible name that you could name something? And of course it went under quiche and fish. It had so many nicknames that are just not like things you can say on the radio. Like the best one was ish, and then there's the word that you can't say on the radio, but quiche and fish. Oh.
Yeah. Two things you never want to really order.
No,
well, that's not true. I do, in the right restaurant, but you know, you're not going to sell it to me by that.
No. And they were famous for their, it was like a niçoise that they use, poached salmon niçoise. And so that's why they said fish, but good Lord.
Yeah, really. 503-325-0010. We have an open line, and have been busy, so we really, really, really appreciate it.
I feel kind of bad because I didn't take an apron off for Carol. I mean, she donates for just about every show.
I know, she does. Are you taking one off?
Yeah,
for her?
Yeah. Well, because I'm hot. Okay. Da-da-da-da.
This one's for you, Carol.
Also, it got kind of smelly because it was just directly underneath the one from 1970. There we go. I got quite a pile there.
Well, I just, you know, it begs the question, do you have a hamper of laundry waiting its turn since 1970?
No. But you know how, like, you have something that's, like, older than,
yes.
like, you know,
yes.
your relationship with your husband,
yes.
and you fold it up in the bottom of a drawer? It's just not going to do well after a couple decades.
That's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
KMUN.org. Click on the donate button. You will be in the drawing if you choose to donate online. And there is an open line if you would like to call and talk to somebody wonderful, 503-325-0010. We are really, really grateful. We are grateful to all of you who are not counted amongst our fans, because we're pretty sure you actually aren't, but you happen to be listening to the radio. We're just so grateful to everyone. And no matter what it is you love about KMUN, be sure that you mention that to whoever you talk to on the phone or under the notes section if you donate online, because we're interested in what does it for you. We're interested
in that's what community radio is.
Yep.
It's all about you. Super easy to donate online. But if you call in, you can affect a fake British accent.
Oh.
You can ask them the hard questions.
Oh. Ooh. Just take a minute to think of a hard question. Don't take too long, because we only have, 10 minutes.
Can you think of an exception to if you have the right tool, you can do the job better? Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nobody can think of that.
No. I still have a lot of aprons on.
You do. You're probably getting kind of warm. All the windows are closed in here today.
Oh, well, last week, John Stevenson was outside waiting for his show, and he was having a conversation on the phone, like, what do you call that? When speaker phone, right outside the window. So I thought I'd leave it closed this time.
We don't want to eavesdrop, not even accidentally.
No. Or have like all of Clatsop County eavesdrop.
Yeah, really. The fabulous John Stevenson is here.
Is
in
he?
The house.
His show is so good.
I know. He's coming our way at 10.
We have recipes, but he has music.
I know. They go together, don't they?
Kind of. If you're
music
not making.
While you're playing, while you're cooking?
If you're not making like beautiful Chinook salmon and crappy cream spinach.
Hey, in my mind, that's a good combination.
I know. I thought it would be too, but it was just too rich.
I cooked salmon recently. I hate to do too much to salmon.
Yeah.
I see a ton of recipes where the pictures are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they sound really good. But in the end, what I want on my salmon is salt and pepper and butter and lemon.
Yep. And sometimes a little bit of dill, sometimes a little bit of tarragon.
Yeah.
It's just the only way that I'm ever really like still happy with what I've done is if I do it like a teriyaki one. I do like that. But a little teriyaki sauce, garlic, ginger. But there's really nothing else that I enjoy as much as just the plain salmon.
Yeah.
And it's just that the béarnaise was too rich, and then the spinach was too rich.
Yeah. Phooey.
Mistake.
I do really like leftover salmon too, although and in both ways, not only the food, but the band Leftover Salmon.
What?
I like them both.
Never heard of them. You made that up.
No, I didn't. I have them in my library, and people who listen to a lot of music know about Leftover Salmon. Anyway, Ophelia, my favorite Leftover Salmon song. I like it. I often aim to have leftovers with salmon because it makes a really good breakfast the next morning, like a rice bowl. Leftover rice, leftover salmon, some cucumbers.
And then I do it so I can put it in a salad because I love cold. Ideally it would be poached, but it's not, and it's just as good.
Yeah.
Just cold salmon in a salad. And I love it in a niçoise salad. But man, if I'm feeling just lazy, I'll just toss it in a Caesar salad, bag salad, and it's still really good.
Yeah, it is. It's just a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have leftover. And I have had leftovers that I didn't like the first time. So,
I think I do know Leftover Salmon. They wrote a song called Donate to KMUN during their pledge drive, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's a good song. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Donate to KMUN during your pledge drive.
It's very chanty there. It's heavy on the chant vibe. 503-325-0010. If you never want to hear that song again, call now. 503.
Will you help us pay the bills? Pay the bills. Pay the bills.
Will you?
Will you help us with pay the bills with your dollar bills? Oh, there's a reason they don't pay me. I am a volunteer.
They don't pay most of us.
I know.
It's a labor of love. Go online. KMUN.org. Click on the donate button. Do it now to get in the drawing. We have like 6 minutes, actually five, because we stop at 1 minute to before the hour for the station ID.
For the music.
So 5 minutes. I also missed the opportunity that I try to remember to take with Linda's help reminding me to tell you that Food Talk is a co-production of KMUN and North Coast Food Web. You know you should go to those two websites, KMUN.org and NorthCoastFoodWeb.org. Fund drive, pledge drive, or no, you should go to those websites. They're interesting, and they're crammed full of information you will be glad you have.
I talked to an orchard guy because I was all excited about apples and apple cider, and it kind of sounds like this year is not a good year for apples. Last year was great. But he's saying he has enough for either apple cider or apples. He can't do both.
Oh.
That's a shocker, huh?
There's a huge variety available to purchase of apples, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and you can fix that by donating to KMUN.
Really? There'll be more apples?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, okay. So do that now because you can not only, you can support us and thriving crops at the same time. 503-325-0010. I'm pretty sure it's good for your complexion.
Yes.
And what else?
Well, Julia Child actually said to donate.
Oh.
Yes, she did.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
Is she still with us?
A little bit.
She said that a very long time ago, and I think it was about PBS. But never mind. It applies. It applies. 503-325-0010. Pick your reason.
Yes.
Pick your very, very own personal reason to call and call. 4 minutes to get in on the drawing.
I still have a bunch of aprons on.
We're going to do the drawing later this afternoon after we receive the list and have a second cup of coffee. Then there will be a drawing later today, and we will be calling the winners and congratulating
you. The winners.
Hey, Marianne, I just wanted you to know that you've had 7 callers today, so all your listeners have called.
Oh, my gosh.
Charlotte from Astoria, thank you so very, very much.
That's so nice.
Carol from Brownsmead, I say thank you, but you've already had your thank you, musically speaking. Thank you so much, both of you.
But we'll take an apron off for Charlotte. Da-da-da-da. Okay, you're all tired of that song, but I got another apron on off. And it was
right.
A good one.
You have a lot.
Do you have one left? Oh, yeah, look at.
Okay, we need one more caller because Linda still has one apron. One apron to remove. And we have 2.5 minutes to do it. 503-325-0010. Get in on the fabulous cookbook giveaway.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And your odds are really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, nearly 1 in 2 if we've got 7 callers.
That's right. We haven't really, I don't think that, I'm not sure that we have.
There's people online too.
I'm not sure.
So we can't promise odds because of, the state.
But face it, it's Food Talk. It's not steep odds. Seriously. Your chances are good. They're good. They're good. Only if you call or go online. So 503-325-0010. You know the number. You know the drill. It's the last day.
Yeah.
When we come to you in 2 weeks, it'll be in the rearview mirror pledge drive. I don't know if it's 2 weeks. We're on the first and third Mondays, which means that it's,
it might be 3 weeks.
It's flexible, the time in between all of you and I. So anyway, thank you to everyone who has called so far. And I see a line blinking, which means that at about less than 1 minute to go, somebody's getting in on the drawing. If you want to, you have like 45 seconds. 503-325-0010.
I'll just take the apron off because they probably won't get the note in here in time. They won't get da-da-da-da. Here we go.
You need to sing us out, though, Linda. Thank you, everybody. Yes.
Okay. Red pepper, yellow pepper, green pepper, red light, yellow light, green light. I'm driving my vegetables, I'm driving my green edibles, I'm driving my vegetables around. I am driving my broccoli, I'm driving my cauliflower, driving a bushel of corn home. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much
Thanks,
for your
Linda.
Support.